skiing this year has been like one of the only things that we feel really like, truly safe doing. And like it gives us an opportunity to leave the house and do something we enjoy.
Heather Blackburn says she and her husband Brandon are loving the experience of teaching their kids to ski. However, without the Ski Utah Passport Program, she may have never developed a love for the sport herself. The Passport Program allows 5th graders to go to every Utah ski resort 3 times, and 6th graders to go to each resort once for $49 each. For Heather, who grew up in a single-parent household, it was a great opportunity.
For me, it was probably the only way that I could have been able to even get up there at that time.
Heather's husband, Brandon Blackburn, also used the Ski Utah Passport Program when he was younger and looks back at those memories with fondness.
But it's pretty awesome that the program existed, because not only did it get me to the mountains, which my parents weren't able to do, but like Heather kind of talked about, it just gives you this love, you know, for being up in the mountains. And then it familiarizes you with it at a young age, which makes it, I think, a little bit less intimidating.
Paul Marshall is a consultant for Ski Utah and previously worked as their communications director, and says aiming the program at 5th and 6th graders was a conscious decision.
Studies show that if you kind of pick your hobbies around that time, around that age. And so to try to, you know, convert and have lifelong skiers, we've been pushing this passport program.
One budding lifelong skier is high school senior Benjamin Owen, who used a passport as a child.
I was able to explore a lot of the resorts because, you know, now I ski at Alta. I wouldn't have been as sure that like Alta is the place I want to go, you know? And I feel like it really helped open up all the resorts to me.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Tessa Kim.